insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 25th and 6th verses of Surah An-Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alla yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-khaba'a fis samawati wal-ardi wa ya'lamu ma tukhfuna wa ma tu'linun.
And so they do not prostrate to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you declare.
Allah la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, Lord of the Great Throne.
So, dear listeners, these verses mean why those people do not prostrate themselves to the Lord who knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and the secrets hidden in them. So, as you were with us, we said that the people of Sheba were the ones who followed the orders of their kings and rulers, and they prostrated before the sun instead of the Almighty Allah. This is what Hupo brought news to Prophet Solomon, and Prophet Solomon was aware of the magnificence of their throne, and the fact that they have someone named Bilqais, which is ruling over them, and the very fact that they are actually the ones who boast of what they do. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُ. Now, the 25th verse reads, أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبْأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. So that they prostrate not themselves to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows what you hide and what you reveal. And then, in the 26th one, we read, Allahu la ilaha illahu, Rabbul Arshil Azim. Allah, there is no God but He. He is the Lord of the Arsh, the mighty throne of supreme authority. Now, before we move on over the discussion of these verses, we should know that the word khab, which is mentioned in the verse, means concealed and hidden. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the value of man is makhbu'un tahta lisanih. This means that the value of man is hidden under his tongue. So, the growth of plants as well as falling rains are all the examples of bringing forth those which are hidden in the heavens and the earth. The ears of corns are hidden inside a corn, and the might of Allah is the one who brings it forth from the inside of it. All the things that alter from potentiality to actuality are the extensions of this very important verse and the rule which is mentioned in the verse.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as we said in the 25th verse, the verse reads, Allah yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-khab'a fi samawati wal-ard. And we said that the meaning of the word khab' means to be concealed and hidden. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. So that they prostrate not themselves to Allah who brings forth what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, who knows what you hide and what you reveal. So by mentioning the Quranic word khab, which means anything which is hidden and concealed, we can understand the point that is made to the omnipotence of Allah's knowledge due to the unseen of heavens and the earth. So the verse means, why they do not prostrate themselves to the Lord who knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth and the secrets hidden in them? Some commentators actually have rendered it to rain respecting the heavens and plants respecting the earth. And this is in fact another form of the statement and another clear extension of the fact that we mentioned. Alike them are those commentators who have commented this phrase upon bringing out the creatures from the unseen of non-existence into existence. Min al-adam. So they said that it is interesting that the holy verse firstly speaks of the knowledge of Allah unto the secrets hidden in the heavens and the earth, and then it refers to the secrets concealed in the hearts of people. Now, the question is, why the hoopoe, among all attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphasizes on the issue of his knowledge due to unseen and seen in the macrocosm and microcosm? This may be in relation to the fact that Solomon, with all his abilities and knowledge, with all his power and information, was not aware of the country of Sheba and its qualities. Now, it's said that we must seek the grace of our Lord for whom nothing is concealed. Or it is in relation to the known matter, which is said that hoopoe has a very special sense by which it can understand the existence of water inside the land and contains it, then it speaks of Allah who is aware of all the things which are concealed in the world of existence. We'll continue our discussion more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.